tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore.
Who else is Gerald open the program with tonight? It is Friday. Friday means we put the long, grueling week of political wranglings and all the other nonsense aside and try to enjoy a little music. Oh, I know, you shouldn't be doing that, Bennett. We'd much rather you concentrated on sports. Or, oh, don't talk to me about the Hawaiian Gardens. Yes, I did read the post on the Hawaiian Gardens. I told a story at the jam session last night about the Hawaiian good luck sign. Oh, top of the evening to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots all across this republic and around the world. Welcome to all music lovers from around the world. I bid you welcome. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, spinning some tunes to while a week away with, and we'll endeavor to share with you the music of the girls tonight. Haven't done this for a long time. Did a lot of hand-picking and intermix some music by a group of different gals who are quite talented, certainly not the entire realm of those who I might wish to share their talents with. A few surprises here in this gig tonight. A few things maybe you've heard more recently. But I want to play a few bars of this opening, this next piece, and I'll share a little story with you about this young singer. Someone to watch over me. Renee Olstead. You watch sitcoms? Oh, Lord.
There's a somebody
I'm longing to see.
Longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be
a lot of the sitcom nonsense, but that cute little kid, you know, a redhead. But I did not become aware of her until about 2 years ago in this venue as a singer. time 18. She's 20 now or thereabouts, and I saw her do an onstage performance with Chris Bodie, which we're going to share with you a little later in the hour. It just blew my socks away. Cute, petite,
follow my lead.
Dressed to beat the band, I'll tell you, but dressed very much in a 40s band singer style. You know, the suit, everything else, open-toed shoes, classy little gal. And these slow pieces are not her shtick. Give her a really upbeat piece like the one we're going to play later, and you'll understand the difference. Horn, of course, by the inimitable Chris Bodie. We got a little bit of news headlines to share with you, so do stay with us in between and among the musical notes. Renee Olmsted. Wow. She can belt them, too. And such a sassy little look on that little face of hers. Some proverbial emails, the late Friday afternoon shtick that we seem to get from our friend and sometime mentor out there. The banks have continued their faltering. You remember yesterday we talked about the big bank in Florida, which is very unusual for a Thursday. But now the Friday morning failures, the Friday failures are bringing the FDIC they seem to be taking a little bit of a hit. Coming out of Champaign, Illinois today, the Strategic Capital Bank out of Champaign was closed today by the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, Division of Banking, which appointed the FDIC as receiver. And to protect the depositors, the FDIC entered into a purchase and assumption agreement with Midland States Bank in Effingham, Illinois, to assume all of the deposits of Strategic Capital Bank. Wait a minute. The FDIC entered into a purchase and assumption agreement? Memorial Day holiday weekend, folks. They ain't going to be open for business till Tuesday. I bet nobody in their town is going to be accepting checks over the weekend. Yeah, that's right. But that's just bank number one. Yes, sirree, Bob. Bank number two was announced just minutes later. Actually, about an hour and 5 minutes later. Now that I look at things. Citizens National Bank, Macomb, Illinois. Two Illinois banks. Closed today by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which appointed the FDIC as receiver. And to protect the FDIC, entered into a purchase and assumption agreement with Morton Community Bank, Morton, Illinois, to assume all of the deposits of Citizens National Bank, excluding those from brokers. Citizens National Bank will reopen tomorrow, Saturday, as branches of Morton Community Bank. Depositors of Citizens National Bank will automatically become depositors of Morton Community. Deposits will continue to be insured by the FDIC. Is this ever going to end? Generally, two to three banks every single week. That means you're looking at, 150 banks plus per year? Of course. You know what? They don't care if it's Memorial Day, Shaky. They just like to do it on Friday to screw with people's minds over the weekend. Oh, God, isn't it Marby? Just Marby. Cassandra Wilson with a song made famous by Frank Sinatra back in the day. Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Nice little bit of jazz and jazz piano to go along with you, man. You understand? This is BDI.
Jimmy Jackson with my perspective on America.
Granny's asking about the two banks in Illinois. She says, do you suppose that Count Chocula and his gangsters had any dollars deposited in those banks? I'd say it's probably doubtful, but I'll guarantee you their campaigns helped bleed the bank dry. After all, it was in Ginny Nice. Bob Marley, the African songwriter, once told us, if you don't know where you're coming from, how can you know where you're going to? Early 50s and 1960s, writers explored mass consciousness and mass movements and fanaticism. Marshall McLuhan worried that the media and advertising would take advantage of mass consciousness. He thought that the global village would bring humanity's tribal memory under the electronic control of a single consciousness. He thought that individuals could be manipulated, exploited, and controlled into a group. My God, how right he was. Eric Hoffer wrote in True Believer in 1951 that mass movements can be created to serve the evil purposes of a few. Evil purposes of an evil few. People could be recruited, particularly the fanatical, the driven, unreasonable, those convinced of their rightness, infallibility, inevitability of their cause. And to draw them in, the lives of the poor, the misfits, the outcasts, adolescents, selfish, bored, and seekers of redemption have to be made miserable, insecure, hopeless. With the collapse of the economy and social programs, people are overcome with insecurity and uncertainty. They're seeking substitutes and made ripe for the pickings. Easy pickings, slim pickings. Don't matter. It's all part of pickings. The first of two versions of this song on this program, the absolutely delectable Roberta Gamberini with Tamir Hendelman, Lover Man. Where can you be? Enjoy Gamberini. God, I love this gal.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Lover man, where can you be? The night is cold, and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my home, hugging and a kissing. Oh, what I've been missing, lover man, where can you be?
Granny just brought up a point in the chat room that I was not aware of, but it's interesting. Today is the 75th anniversary of the murders of Bonnie and Clyde. They robbed a few banks. Chocula and his thugs are going about it big time, baby. Yeah, they gonna get your money. Got to get them watermelon seeds in the ground, don't you know? We got to plant some of them chickens so it'll grow up to be nice little Kentucky Fried Dinners.
then.
Today's also an auspicious birthday.
Sweet little things in my ear.
I just popped off. Came here, popped my neck. What was I talking about? I don't even know. Oh, yeah. So the other anniversary today, 150 years ago today. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born, the author of Sherlock Holmes. Interesting. Who else was born on this day? Made the 4th of July, so it wasn't Bruce Springsteen. Roberta Gamberini, Samir Endem. Endem, shine. Shine. There's Simon. He's not here. He's been kidnapped. Taken down to the Mexican restaurant down the street. Wait, hey, hey, you better be coach of burritos. I really am. I'm nodding off here. Oh, man. Sorry, Mr. DJ. I popped that music up way too loud. Oh, my goodness. Granny's also says the 75th anniversary of one of her girlfriends. Who is that, Bonnie? Oh, man, I'll tell you what. This has been the week from you know where. It's been shuffle off the buffalo. I can't count the sheep fast enough to get to bed, man. And we got to go down the street tonight. Problem is, it's like a multitude. I should be going out down to my granddaughter's school for this little family party thing. But I don't think I'm going to go, man. I'll go do something with her in the morning. Well, we talked about how Eric Huffer writing about how the collapse of the economy and social programs, people are overcome with insecurity, uncertainty. They're seeking substitutes. They're made right for the pickings. So along comes an opportunistic, charismatic leader or figurehead who has all the answers, promises refuge from their anxieties and meaningless lives. He will free them from their worthless selves to become the masters of the human race. Hitler told the Germans, if you follow me, you're going to control the world for 1,000 years. Eddie's accent was wrong, but the sentiment was probably right. Someday we'll meet. People are convinced that they're a mighty people. They know when they're broken down that they're meek and frightened individuals. But Mr. Charismatic tells them to look over the horizon to a glorious future. Not at the present. In today's pyramid sales schemes, only the top guy makes all the money. Those below do all the work and make a pittance. And eventually they burn out. Yeah, they burn out. Mass movement needs men of words, the fanatics, the practical men of action. After a while, the fanatic keeps groping for extremes, which is provided by the leaders. Once again, the lovely young, at the time, 18-year-old Renee Olmsted. And I will tell you, lovely ain't the word for it. Man. Hey, Alex. Alex. No, she's not here.
Again. I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a trip all the world. Here I sweat again, about to take that ride again. But now I'm taking a game of and the angel heart. Our dreams are mending now. I see a rainbow landing now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
Yeah, good old Skype telling me they don't like that kind of noise. I don't much really care what they like. Good tunes, Renee Olstead. Simply amazing. Shaggy says, I want to sign you up with me selling some Mary Kay. Well, I've seen Mary Kay, and well, she ain't Alex. Of course, Granny says, I got the Alex blues. You know, I do it just to tease you guys. I told you before, my daddy said, just because you get married don't mean you went blind. You know, you only get four oil changes a year around here, and they're all with things I'm very familiar with. You figure the rest of that out for yourself. So let's see, we got folks out here ripe for the picking.
Got my
mass movement needs men of words, the fanatics and the practical men of action. After a while, the frantic keeps groping for extremes, which is provided by the leaders. He subconsciously or directly tells people their lives today are dire and they have no future. People don't really want to be free because this means taking responsibility. They want to hand their fate over to some other ephemeral entity that has taken over their lives. A mass movement gives them an excuse to hate, to bully, torture, murder, part, betray. Without shame and remorse, they accept a big brother who watches everything they do. It is as though we are marching towards some mythical goal, like Dorothy was seeking to find the Wizard of Oz.
I'm gonna give
money, 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 money. That's a different song. Dorothy found out that the wizard was a deceiving imp mouthing great words through a loudspeaker. And he didn't even have a teleprompter. Hitler didn't need one. Obama ain't no Hitler. Cassandra Wilson once again. I like Cassandra. What a great voice. Deep, soulful, as only she would be. Around midnight.
Around midnight. Supper time, I'm leaving town, but it really is bad now. Memories all start around midnight. Have not the heart to stand to me.
So we got all these charismatic leaders. And the people believe they'll be freed from the created meaninglessness of their lives. Their shortcomings and self-condemnation is transferred onto hatred of others by doing grave injustices against them. They have to infect themselves with hate toward an identifiable group of people by hurting them. The masses are brought together to direct their anger at one scapegoat. It's like a school of sharks who smell blood, or a group of hyenas who surround their prey. Tormenting people satisfies their bloodlust. They feel reassured when they see our downfall. An enemy is created as a scapegoat. Unifying agents are hatred, imitation, persuasion, coercion, action, suspicion, and intolerance to dissent. It suppresses their inadequacy, worthlessness, guilt, and other shortcomings. Their self-contempt, helplessness, and cowardice are taken out on others. They're driven by feelings of personal inadequacy, a desire to tear down others or to rise into higher levels of the totalitarian hierarchy. Presently, my friends, there seems to be a campaign to attack the guardians of the eastern door of Great Turtle Island, the Mohawks. There's an invasion by these forces of European spawn fanatical movements. We, the Flint people, are the first to meet this onslaught. Our way of dealing with these forces is by calm, reasonable, and analytical weighing of all issues before arriving at a consensual democratic decision over the council fire of the Rotinos, Shoshone people, the Iraqis, Iroquois, not Iraqis. In the New World Order, the people will become like little mice running on a treadmill to nowhere. The warlords are gaining control through consolidation of politics, commerce, military, police, media, colonial agents of change, such as the New Age psychobabble movements. This mishmash of beliefs catches people who are insecure in their ideas and identity. How simply amazing. We'll finish this little essay when we return. What is this? Mary Kay Letourneau is hosting a new program called Hot Teacher Night? Oh, good Lord. Renee, sing to me, baby. I want a Sunday kind of love, baby. Yeah.
I love to let's pass Saturday night. I'd like to know that it's more than love at first sight. I need a Sunday kind of love.
She have a twinkle in her eye when she sings, man. It's enjoyable. Hi, Connie. Welcome to the program. We'll see you on the other side of the break, folks. Stay with us, won't you? Oh, hey. Where's my music? Not at all again.
Here's something that I'd like to bring to you.
It's Friday, baby.
Wrap all in cellophane.
Diana!
Tell you what it's all about. It is without any doubt. Swing in the latest style. Service with a smile. If you want to swing and shout, get jeez and gad about. I'm an errand rope or rhythm. Send me. Just get hip and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand rope or rhythm. Send me. You can always find me down at Smoky Joe's. That's where all the hip and groovy people go.
If you want variety, take the tip and call for me. I'm an errand girl for rhythm. Send me.
Rhythm from her tribute album to the music of Nat King Cole. Yeah, maybe next time we do this, we'll put together a program of the music of the guys, Frank, Tony, Dean, maybe a Sammy, Johnny Mathis. I mean, this is music of my era, you know. It's the music of a lot of your eras. Yeah, Perry Como, hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me. That's, you know, I don't think so. You know, when the French got fed up with the gluttony and brutality of their aristocracy and royalty, they killed them. Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake, which is a polite way of saying eat shit. Well, when they killed the aristocracy, the dictator came in. Napoleon. The people just handed themselves over to him. The same way the Germans handed themselves over to Adolf Hitler. And to Lenin. And Stalin. And Khrushchev. And all the rest. And the way America's handed itself over to Count Chocula, presidential wannabe. Cynical as things are, motivations for mass movements are interchangeable, my friends. Religious, nationalist, class-based. They sacrifice themselves. They all use the same tactics, sacrificing themselves and others for the future goals. As they devalue their past and their present and escape by creating an imaginary self and joining a movement. Cynical mass movements around the world are based on secret plans by a select group of elites based on lies and threats. By the time the people find out, it's too late. Oh, I could have had a McCain. Same difference. By the time the people find out what's happened to them, it's too late. They've been destroyed or taken over. They're dispossessed and made to feel they have no hope unless they follow the leader who's taking them to a destiny of destruction or enslavement. Hoffer tells us that after a fanatic destroys his enemies, he makes enemies of his cohorts. See, the problem with hatred is that the participants lose those values they at one time set out to defend. The problem with hatred is that the participants lose those values that at one time they set out to defend. The true believer can be dangerous and deadly, especially when they have nothing to lose. The only way to defeat the true believer of a false cause is to tell the truth about how deceived they are. The true believer can be dangerous and deadly, especially when they have nothing left to lose. And if you think I'm dropping Janis Joplin in at this point, you've got another thing coming. Welcome back to the second half of Perspectives on Music for a Friday night. This is a marvelous way to wind down. I have been very high strung all week. Last night was my one night of relaxation, enjoyment, fantasy at its finest, baby. No, I'm out. I'll tell you what, we didn't leave the club till after midnight last night. didn't get up to do my recital until, well, after 10 o'clock. We're supposed to be done at 11. We cooked till after midnight last night, and I'm going to tell you what, we were cooking more than barbecue ribs at the Urban Campfire. Tomorrow night, I got to film a blues jam down at the Rhythm Room. And I may head back over to the campfire for a cool drink. No, not of Alex. But there's my buddy Charlie Dickens will be playing over there tomorrow night. Charlie Dickens is an interesting musician, a marvelous guitarist, marvelous vocalist. This guy is just, the guy learned his blues trade in Chicago. But his heritage is more interesting to me. Charlie Dickens, whose great, great, great grandfather, I believe it was three greats, was the author of A Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens. And I know his many times over great grandson. Charles Dickens, what an amazing writer. He taught us then what was wrong. We weren't paying any more attention to him than most people in America will pay attention to me on this day. Before I forget, I want to invite you, and please bring along as many friends and family members and participants, etc. Monday's program, of course, will be special. It has been some years since I've been privileged to do a Memorial Day tribute program. So turn off the races for a damned hour and tune in, won't you? That'll be Monday, the 25th day of May, 2009. Cassandra Wilson. I've grown accustomed to his face. Here's the other version of Lover Man I told you we're going to bring you. This one's kind of an interesting piece. A little live action with Dinah Ross, who might have been one of Neil's distant relatives. Oh, that was Betsy. That's right. Yeah, baby.
If they could do that for me, let me talk. We have some very special musicians on the stage tonight. So as I go around, I say their names, but I know that a lot of you recognize who they are. And I just want to remind you that this is our very first time doing this show. Brand new music, brand new musicians with me. Stage and setting. I want to come out and get to know you with you and say hello, okay? This is my favorite part. I'm going to have to wiggle in there, huh? Okay? Oh, I don't know where I'm going to go yet. Someday come along and you'll dry all my tears.
Yeah.
To me, the venue that I wish she had done more of, it was a small, smoky club in L.A., man. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, obviously it had a lot of people in it, but far better than that typical stadium garbage she got into in the post-Supremes era, etc. Enjoyed it. Oh, what's this? Renee, one more time. This is the piece, man. What a chick.
Every time it rains, it rains.
Just listen.
A penance from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains a penance from heaven?
Oh. Sorry about that. But I'm telling you, the presence, the twinkle in her eye, this teasing little atmosphere up on stage in this tiny little thing was amazing. Just unreal. For 18, she had the charisma of someone who might have been doing big band stuff back in the 40s, the Doris Day era, stuff of that nature. Peggy Lee. Peggy Lee sang with Benny Goodman Orchestra. How many of you knew that? Doris Day, can't remember who she did. Did she do stuff with Merv Griffin? I don't remember. Everybody did stuff with Merv Griffin, according to the new book that came out. I mean, everybody. Male or female alike. I always thought he was a chubby little fruitcake. He was always hanging around Zsa Zsa.
Falling all over town.
peace. My gal whose early musical claim to fame was doing rock and roll. And as she began to gain in maturity and got a little older, she did three marvelous albums with standards from the 40s and the 30s. Gunnar Ronstadt, I Fall in Love Too Easily. Now you see why I'd rather be doing this stuff late into the night on a Friday or Saturday. It's far more enjoyable. It's not as stressed. Interesting.
I fall in love too fast.
Actually, the best version of this song I ever heard was done by a guy, Grady Tate. Grady Tate was a great drummer back in the day. It was on the Verve album. I wish I could find his albums again. I foolishly sold them years ago. I miss them. Yeah. I could do Grady Tate. The music. But I know for many of you, it's not the style. You like to tune in and get some country or whatever the case may be. And I found over the years that although I've got an awful lot of music by the guys, the Sinatra and Dean and Sammy and Tony Bennett and Nat King Cole, and tremendous collection of very early King Cole trio stuff. It was amazing. It's all in mono. You can't find it in stereo. They didn't record it that way. Oh, there was an enhanced thing that they tried to do, and it was a joke. But I've found over the years I've collected an awful lot of music by the women. Dinah Washington, Dakota Staton, my favorite, coming up right now. Ella Fitzgerald, my absolute favorite. Thanks, Granny. Dakota Staton, who I'm sure many of you have never heard of.
Look at
what a voice. What a talent.
Me.
Listen to this. This is Chris.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just don't you notice how hopeless I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Out of here with some more Dakota Staton to end the week with, and something a little upbeat, The Foggy Day. Thanks for being with us for this Friday. This has been a fast hour, even though I nodded off. You know when I nodded off is when I was talking. Dakota Staton, Foggy Day. Take care of yourselves, won't you?
How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed.
This one goes out to Renee out in Hot Springs. She got her copy yesterday. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you on Monday, Lord willing. Memorial Day.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.